Today's daf in Masechet Shviyos Yerushalmi is, we're still on that first Mishnah in the Shviyos, the 10th Perek, and we just finished discussing the difference between a case in which somebody made a apotiki, and it was an apotiki that we call an apotiki meforash, where over there the person could actually collect directly going to that field, that we said that indeed would be the equivalent of making a loan on a mashkon, and because of that, Shvius would not be mishamit. So once we made that distinction, it was nogea, the idea of also of a woman collecting her ktuva, and in the event that the husband sold it, what would be the halacha of collecting from his other, if he has nechasim that are not mishul badim, is she mechuyeves to go to apotiki? That was the last thing that we discussed. Now, let's move on to today's daf, which is daf pei, and we're still in the middle of this sugya of apotiki. So, ha-mishabet sadeh l'chaviro, ve'alachu mechora, revacha amar mechura l'sha'a, and Rabbi Yossi amar ena mechura l'sha'a. So, let's see a guy made an apotiki of a field, and then he goes ahead and he sells it after taking a loan on it. So Rav Acha says, well, I mean, until the time that the guy comes to take it, it's sold, you know, and then if the guy comes to take it, so then he ends up, you know, losing it. He has to go back and get his money, but he can't stop him from selling it. Meanwhile, so the guy doesn't have to pay back the loan today. He wants to sell the field today. The person who's apotiki is can't come and say, you have no right to sell that field. That field is essentially mine. And it's mechura l'sha'a. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's not. It's, for all intents and purposes, it's already in the hands of the person that it was made in apotiki to. Cheled Rabbi Yossi min haga. And Rabbi Yossi's raya is basically from the din of shor matsui hu lavricho, and sadeh eno matsui lahavricha. So what is the point? If somebody makes a shor, an apotiki, so in that case, if you sell the shor, it is certainly a good sell. Why? Because you can always hide a shor. And because of that, the guy can't stop you because it doesn't really have his hands on that shor. But how's he going to hide a field? Sadeh no matzil avricha. And therefore, for all intents and purposes, he already has his hands on that field. And it's not a sale because he controls it. So now, what would be the case that you would think that he doesn't feel that it's under his control? So, I'm assuming you're thinking about a case where you sold the field to mafioso, right? So now you figure, okay, so now I sold it to someone that you are not going to be able to get it from, even though you have it as an apotiki. The court's not going to get involved with this guy. It wouldn't matter because Omer of Yudan, Avui de Rabbi Matanyo, Mitsuyin ein bal Yisrael lipo. Even in this case, all that I need to do is to wait until this guy collapses. And these people don't last forever. So it's not as if my apotiki is not usable. My apotiki is delayable. But that is not a reason to say it's not considered to be biyadi. Tani. Hakotev sadeh apotiki li'isha b'chtuvata. Or to a bal chov b'chovo. It says over here that if he sold it, it's a good sale. And that's against Rabbi Yossi. And it's a big stupidity, maybe, on the part of the buyer, but that doesn't mean he can't sell. Let the guy watch out. Lokeach Yachush La'atzmo. Now, obviously, Lokeach Yachush La'atzmo is said on every possible buying of property. You always have to be careful, right? You always have to do due diligence. You always have to make certain that there's going to be a field left behind to collect from, and so on and so forth. So why are we mentioning here? Because that's the point. Over here, the idea is that he wanted to get the field. So normally, a guy has a lien. Okay, but if the guy has a lien, it doesn't mean he's trying to get the field. He wants to get paid. He's going to do whatever he can to get cash. Why would he want the field? But in this case, you got to be really worried because this guy could come after that field, and he wants to come after that field, and he might be able to go ahead and take that field even if there are other fields that are available. So therefore, you better do some very, very careful calculations before you buy a field like this. And we're just giving you some good advice. But anyway, according to Rabbi Yossi said it's not even a sale. So what are we talking about over here, that it is a good sale? No, this Braita is talking about where he told the guy, or he told his wife, that he was making an actual apoteke with the additional clause of lo yelach piraon. In this case, I skipped. That's where they're arguing. But the Braita, where we said over here it's a sale, that's talking about where he says you're allowed to collect from this field. But the case that we were talking about is where he said, where the machlokas was, is where he said, lo yelach at all a right to collect elamizu. Now that is a tremendous difference, because that apoteke means that you have a much stronger hand on it, and that's what case of Rabbi Yossi was talking about. In which case, there's no argument at all with Rabbi Yossi. Ma pligin, where was the machlokas between Rabbi Ach and Rabbi Yossi, where he added lo yelach biraon elamizu? And if he said elamizu, so then enochinami, we have a equivalent of a mashkan, just like we have legabe shmita. Now, getting back to the din of shmita being chal only on a loan, but not on things like, we said, like things like a ksuva or oines or mitzvah shemra and so on and so forth, right? But the question is, how about if a woman was pogemet ktuvata? How is she pogemet ktuvata? By accepting part payment of a ksuva. So let's say if she was pogemet ktuvata, she accepted a certain amount of money towards the ksuva, and she didn't say, but you owe me X. So in other words, she wasn't zokev. Zokev means to set up the rest as an official loan. So she was lo zakva. She did not do that. She was pogemet. Or if she was zokefet without being pogemet. So she said, you know what? You owe me X. It's money that is owed. Okay, so then she turned it into a loan. So either way, either being pogemet automatically is zokef, or zokef, even though she was a pogemet. For as Rav Chiya said in the Braita, the opposite of Rav, in order for Shmita to cancel such a debt, it would have to be both a pogema and a zakifa. That is what is necessary in order to turn a ksuva into a standard loan. Now, getting to Reb Yehuda, the next piece in the Mishnah said a very strange thing, that Aliba de Reb Yehuda, every time you put a new charge on your charge account, you turn the old charge into a loan. Does that make sense? Ibneshu makiflo pa'am shniya. Is it really true that we make the first chiyuv on your credit card a loan? Naset Rishona Milva. Now, the Maisa, it obviously will depend on the type of situation. If the guy has a revolving charge account, so then it's clearly no basis whatsoever to say what Reb Yehuda says. In other words, if we know that it's only at the 30th of the month that you're then issued a request for payment, then obviously you don't redo the credit every single time you make a new payment. But what we're talking about is a case where a guy doesn't have an account that's meant to function that way, to pay every 30 days. So what happens? So he asks the guy to extend him credit. He walks out with a bill. He's got 150 shekel on this bill. And he says, listen, I'll pay you later. I don't have any cash. The guy says, okay. The next time he comes in, he's got another 100 shekel. And he says, okay, can you put this also on the bill? Hey, man, you already owe me 150 shekel. I mean, you can't keep doing this. I'm not like a bank. When you pay me for the first money that I lent you, so to speak, then I'm happy to do it again. But I can't sit here and have you keep adding to it. That's what it's talking about. Now, we see that, you see, because later on, we're going to be talking about the issue of the idea of Shvius canceling a hakafa in the Chanut. And it says, remember, in the second part of the Mishnah, that if you sold meat on Rosh Hashanah, and it turns out that it was actually the last day of Shemitah because the Edim never showed up. So what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says that Shvius would then cancel that money that you were owed, right? So that if it turns out that it was actually Shvius. So how is that different than a case of Hakafa? Chora Hakafa, if I sold you the meat, so then it was a Hakafa on Rosh Hashanah, you weren't supposed to pay me cash on Rosh Hashanah. So Rebbe Lazar explained, this is all Nogea, the second part of the Mishnah, and then we're going to reapply it to our question. So Rebbe Lazar explained that actually this halacha is going out libe to Rebbe Yehuda. And it's talking about a case where after I gave you the meat, then you also took something else on that same day. That turned out to be the last day of Shemitah. So since, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it now becomes a loan, it's not considered to be hakafa, and it's not a stira to the Mishnah that says that Shvius is not going to be Mishamet hakafat hashanut, hachanut. But I don't understand how that's possible. If it's Rosh Hashanah, you could certainly not collect. I mean, you're allowed to go tell them, pay me cash on Rosh Hashanah. That would be being over on Daber Davar because you're speaking about business issues. You're not allowed to speak about business issues. So the din is that since the Torah puts together, v'zeh dvar hashmitah, shamot kol ba'al mashe yado, and then it says, lo yigos et re'eo v'tachiyim. So that means we have a hekesh between the lav of lo yigos with the essay of shamot kol ba'al mashe. So in a case where you could have been ghosts and you could have actually demanded payment, so then you have the Isra of Shamot Ko Bal Mashe. But in a case where you wouldn't have been able to be ghosts because of whatever problem, here we've got a problem, you cannot be ghosts because you're not allowed to do business on Yontif. So therefore, there's also no din of Shvius being able to be Meshamet. So if that's the case, how exactly would the Mishnah make sense? Said Rabbi Abba B'Shem Rabbi Zeira, it's talking about the case where he trusted the guy, obviously, if he gave it to him on Rosh Hashanah. So then that means, Mikivan Shu Ra'ui Leha'amino Ra'ui Letov'o. This is not a debt that you cannot be ghost. This is a debt that you cannot be ghost today. But that's not the Hekesh. The Hekesh is that it's not ghostable. That's the point. And over here, since he actually did give him the meat, so obviously there is a relationship of trust which allows him to assume that he's going to be paid. So because of that, Shvius would be chal. Now, since that's true, that you could be Toveya ultimately, so Mikivan Shu Ra'ui LeTovo, Rabbi Yehuda's whole approach is that that's considered to be the equivalent. K'mishu Ra'ui LiTein Lo Ma'ot. So then now this is a new purchase. So if I give you anything else, let's say you also needed some horseradish on that day, and I provide you with the horseradish, so then that means it became a loan. If it became a loan, so then that would mean that now you are not going to be chayev to pay because the first part already was Ba'mashe Yado. So now, taking that and applying it over here, it's the same idea. What Rabbi Yehuda is saying here is that once the Chanvani gives a second purchase to the same guy, he could have said to the guy, now, listen, I don't want to give you more money. Why don't you pay your previous bill? Okay, but he didn't. But hovera uli ten lo ma'od v'lo natan, that automatically turns the Rishona into a milva, and that's consistent with the Mishnah's later psak. Okay, Rabosai, beautiful. So now we have a fuller understanding of the nature of mashkon and of the different types of apotekes. And we also understand the different types of credit situations and where the hekesh of lo yigos to be shmot kol ma sheyado, where it is actually chal and where it is not. We're moving on now, and Baruch Hashem, getting closer to an understanding of Shemitah to be able to be zocha to the next Shemitah d'oraisa. Kol tov, everyone. Wonderful to see you, and look forward to hearing Psuras Teves on Rosh Chodesh, Chodesh Tov and Mufarach coming up.